If your business needs a new application, then developers will have to write code, a lot of code. If an application needs to be modernized, then you'll need time, resources, and caffeine. If that sounds daunting, then you need Watson X Code Assistant, AI designed to multiply developer productivity so you can generate code quickly. Let's create a more modern foundation for business with Watson X Code Assistant. Learn more at ibm.com/codeassistant. IBM. Let's create.
And you're here. Thanks for choosing the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network. Your quest for podcasts of the paranormal, supernatural, and the unexplained ends here. We invite you to enjoy all our shows we have on this network. And right now, let's start with Dark Becomes Light with Heidi Hollis.
Welcome to our podcast. Please be aware the thoughts and opinions expressed by the host are their thoughts and opinions only and do not reflect those of iHeartMedia, iHeartRadio, Coast to Coast AM, employees of Premier Networks, or their sponsors and associates. We would like to encourage you to do your own research and discover the subject matter for yourself.
Are listening to Dark Becomes Light with me, Heidi Hollis, on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network. Welcome to my show. Remember, each week, this is where you go to when you want to hear what's going on in the world when it comes to the mysterious, the strange, the peculiar, the nightmares, the terror, the near-death experiences, the heavenly encounters, and miraculous things, because this world is really not what it appears to be, and I think it's even more fascinating, all the different layers that we get to peel and poke a stick at. So I welcome you. Go to my main website, which is HeidiHollis.com. If you don't know how to spell that, just go to shadowfolks.com and tell me what you'd like me to speak of here on this program. Tell me your stories. Tell me your research. Tell me about your adventures. All of the above, because what we do here is I welcome you to come on the show. I always do that. Come on the show and talk about it. But I am not kidding you. I have been in front of people, an audience, standing room only, and people would prefer to send an email and have me read it. It's amazing, but it's okay. I get it. I was absolutely not the person I want to step out in a crowd either and talk about such things. So no worries. But I want you to know, though, too, when you do send an email, if you don't want your name to be used, just tell me that in the first line. Don't share this, or don't mention this, or keep my name out of it, or hey, I want to come on the show and talk about it. Just let me know, and we will go from there, because it's important that you feel comfortable in sharing your stories here, too, because I know how it is, and I also am aware that everybody wants to have a paranormal show, podcast, television show, whatever it is. And so they're afraid to put their information out there. Like, oh, I don't want them to use it because I might get somewhere with it. It's like, this business is not the type of business to retire on. That's all I'm going to tell you. You do this for passion. You do this to help. You do this because it is just a part of who you are. I've mentioned many times I was raised in a haunted house. It was kind of one of those things I just had to face because it was my reality. It wasn't fun. It wasn't cute. It was miserable. It was scary. It was dark. And I wanted to escape. And I had a lot of siblings around me who felt the same, including parents who felt the same. They built a brand new house to get away from it. And it only stuck around on some of us that were moved to the next house. Let's just say it was me. A lot of people find this so intriguing and fascinating, and they wonder why they get a lot of bad luck, and they just don't know why. And I'm like, oh, you've been doing what? Grave rubbings? Okay, sleeping on grave sites. I would imagine you might have attracted some bad mojo. It happens. It really does. So, you guys be careful out there when you go looking into these topics. It's interesting. It's fun, yes, but you have to know how to protect yourself because it's not all fun and games. Really isn't. And I get emails from folks all the time who are saying, so I thought I was safe, but then, I don't know, the devil showed up? Yeah, he sucks. Mm-hmm. That's the Hat Man, by the way. So yeah, you guys be careful. You know, today's program is a different type of program. I've hinted to the fact that I wanted to discuss some things when it comes to things that I was told about, okay, and that are mentioned in my book, The Secret War, and how it involves shadow people and Hat Man and good and bad aliens and some of the times that we are in right now. And because I allude to these things, I talk about these things, and I'm like, I don't dive in all the time to just be like, hey, this is it, you know, because there's a book, and it's quite a book to put out there, and I surely can't put it all into a podcast. So it's just all about trying to make sure people get the right message too. So I'm just going to start because sometimes I'm like, oh, how do I plan this out to discuss these things? I really don't. I just go from what feels right. And, you know, the first thing that comes to my mind on these topics that I often reference are, for myself, I am somebody who had alien encounters. And I'm not talking about abductions. I'm talking about a being, initially, a certain being that showed up to myself and my college roommate and presented some interesting conversation. It's a long story. I won't get into all the details on how I got to that point because it's already something I've spoke of so many times here on this show. But so fast forward and some of the conversations that happened, you know, getting over the shock and all like, oh my goodness, this is really happening. Do you see this? I see this. Oh, okay. So we're all experiencing this at the same time. not being shy about talking about it. And so this being revealed that, you know, there's a conflict in alien contact, okay? That there are good guys and bad guys, kind of like how we have here on this planet. In any high school, in any school, there's good and bad kids. You know, and everybody's like, oh, it's a matter of perspective. There's some that are really horrible. And they do bad things to people, and they don't have the best intentions, and they really enjoy doing what they do. Just like we know that there's some people who really enjoy causing harm to others, right? Serial killers, they really enjoy this. Why? We don't always know why, but we do know that it happens, right? So knowing that there are beings who have ill intentions, okay, who happen to come here to this planet, and they're looking at you, and they're able to walk through a wall, and you hardly regard that you have a soul, and they're able to look at your fears or even evoke them. I don't know if you guys heard about people having these alien encounters and they put a stick or a wand near their heads and it evokes all these emotions and dreams and nightmares and the most horrific things that they can imagine. And it's almost as if they're observing your reaction or feeding off from it. Okay. So there are negative beings that don't have your best interest. And if they have a soul, okay, if we're going to say that our pets have a soul, I would imagine that aliens do too, okay? So who are they praying to, you know? do they acknowledge the same God as we do? I will tell you, the beings that I had contact with, my college roommate, we were told, yes, they realize there is a good source and a dark source, okay? They acknowledge Jesus, this part of the whole that represents himself all over the place and is something to not be questioned because this is just an acknowledgement and knowing the power of God and a part of him. So that's interesting, isn't it? and it's also important to know that negative beings recognize that power and source as well. So when I tell people, hey, if something negative comes to your room, I don't care if it's an alien or a Bigfoot that you don't like, you say in Jesus' name, get away. And they recognize that name. Isn't that interesting? They recognize that name. And it's the source, it's the power of that positive light source that they do not like. Okay, so they will pay attention to that. And so if you think about these two different factions, negative, good, and they don't like everything around them. They don't like everything about us. Some of them may actually really dig some of the horrible people on this planet and might, I don't know, enlist them, evoke them to follow their path, which is something that people might call possessed. And alien beings, quote unquote, alien beings have been doing that. People becoming possessed or living in a home that just so happens to have poltergeist activity, and they get abducted and they see shadow people and the Hat Man is threatening to take his soul. Why all these things? Because they're all related. If you could just close your eyes and imagine a fence down the middle of the world and say good on the left, bad on the right, you could kind of divide the characters. It doesn't matter what car they're getting around in or their skin, you know. If they're bad, they're bad. So if we can recognize that part, we've gone a long ways, okay? Because there is really a problem going on. So people can't recognize what's good and what's bad. Well, I've seen this alien being, and, you know, after they did this horrible experiment on me, they treated me to learn their language and their symbols. Oh, okay. I have been given ice cream, you know, but I didn't like that I was tripped to get it. You know, I'm just given a scenario. So it's like, is that okay? Is it okay? Do you forgive the act to get to that point? You know, a lot of people are like, yes, of course, because I remember these beings. They're part of my soul group or whatever. And guess what? That might be true. Because a lot of people who have near-death experiences or crossover, they say they return to their soul group. Recognizable beings, not always humans, family members and whatnot. So they may indeed be part of something that we don't quite understand, but they recognize each other. So they say this is okay. But just as positive beings, negative beings can try to influence what's going on here on this planet. So the good guys want us to survive, okay? This is just sharing what some of the stuff that I was brought into understanding. They want us to survive, so they try not to meddle from the outside in. They work from the inside out. So allow some of their kind to be born into this world in order to help move it along in a certain direction. And the bad guys were doing it from the outside in, but then they decided, oh, look, we can have some of our beings be born into this too. And they will agree to allow us to manipulate their physical bodies to do certain things. And everybody's like, what are you trying to say? I'm part of the negative group of beings? You know, we all can say different things about where we come from and what we understand to be true for ourselves. So I'm not one to bash anybody for what they believe to be true for them. But, you know, there are things that get influenced, and we just have to be aware. Okay, we're going to get to our first break. You are listening to Dark Becomes Light with me, Heidi Hollis, on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network.
Stay right there. There's more Heidi coming right up.
LASIK, LASIK.com.
Have a ton of questions about LASIK? You're not alone. That's why we created LASIK.com, one place where you can go to find every answer to every question on your mind. Like, how much does LASIK cost? How long does recovery take? How do I find a doctor? If you've been thinking about LASIK, go to LASIK.com now. Yeah, LASIK.com. Easy to remember, so you know where to start.
LASIK, LASIK.com.
What if AI could help your business deliver mission-critical outcomes with speed? With IBM Consulting, your business can design, build, and scale trusted AI using Watson X and modernize the way you work to accelerate real impact. Let's create AI that transforms your business. Learn more at ibm.com/consulting. IBM. Let's create.
Hey, it's the Wizard of Weird, Joshua P. Warren. Don't forget to check out my show, Strange Things, each week as I bring you the world of the truly amazing and bizarre right here on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network.
LASIK, LASIK.com.
Have you been thinking about LASIK but not sure if you're a candidate? Just go to LASIK.com/quiz and take our free candidacy quiz. In just a few minutes, you'll know if LASIK is likely right for you. And if it is, we'll connect you with experienced LASIK doctors in your area. Start your journey towards 20/20 vision. Take our free candidacy quiz at LASIK.com/quiz. Yeah, LASIK.com. Easy to remember, so you know where to start.
LASIK, LASIK.com.
Welcome back. You are listening to Dark Becomes Light with me, Heidi Hollis, on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network. Today is all about the alien war, the secret war, based on some of the elements that I was told and taught over some time talking to this alien being while I was in college with my good friend Samantha. I mean, there's just no words to suffice to say how it shook our worlds up. I mean, it wasn't just myself sitting there having this interaction, but to have it physically manifest and to share elements on the topic of what I've called shadow people, and that these beings called shadows, and then to have something like Hatman show up and reveal his ugly mug, and more recently for me to find he goes by another name. He goes by the name of Ahriman, as described by Rudolf Steiner. Something really just blew my socks off, because all I did was see a sculpture that Rudolf Steiner had made. I didn't know who Rudolf Steiner was. I didn't know what this whole big sculpture was. And I looked at it, I'm like, wow, who did a really good sculpture of Hatman? And was just stunned to reveal it was created 100 years prior. And he had predicted 100 years from the time that he made this, that somebody would come along and directly react and point the finger to who Ahriman is and what's going on with all that. So what are the odds? Here I am, I guess. It still shakes my boots a bit, because it's like, it's just so bizarre. So bizarre. Who would have thought? I don't know. But it's important to know there's been markers all along to say there is a problem going on this planet, right? The Bible talks about there being a devil, talks about there being demonic entities. And hello, there's like a serious obsession with people into horror films and those who become possessed. And then there's those that are really into trying to find evidence of an afterlife, because why are we born here without our memories? You know, what is that about? It's a test, right? Has to be, so you don't cheat. That's my guess. There's so much to say today on this program, but I felt it was important because it just seems like there's parts that I don't get to dive in as deeply as I would like. And there's been a lot of people that have approached me over the years. You guys are into these topics. I'm sure you get into these conversations or just happenstance where somebody says, gosh, I had a weird dream last night. It seems so real. Oh, really? What was it about? I don't know. Aliens invading and like shooting at us. And then there's the aliens that are helping. And oh, really? That's interesting. Or the dreams of there's a big, massive earthquake and all this stuff was going down and things were happening. And now there's a lot of conversation from those who have had near-death experiences, who have been told about a civil war going on here in the United States. And not just myself, but others who have felt this thing coming, right? And now we're sitting in such a divided nation And we could all point the finger as to who's responsible, but all I know, it's mankind. That's all I know. So when we start fighting brothers and sisters like that, who's at fault? Human nature. But hopefully it doesn't come to blows, but a lot of things are pointing to that it will, okay? But there's also a lot of people who are having dreams of there being an outside attack on American soil, okay? And this is something that I saw many years ago, probably 15 years ago. It was a dream, supposedly a dream that was so real, I could not discount it and was just baffled by it for a very long time. Like, something is going to go down. And I won't give all the details just because it might, if this one element of it is real, it might be not a good idea to put it out there. But let's just say I was coming from out of town, and I lived in Chicago for a long time, but I was coming from out of town, this is before I lived there, and went to go visit Chicago, and I'm driving along Lakeshore Drive in a car full of friends, when all of a sudden, loud sirens started going off, and it was like, let's just say I saw retaliation all of a sudden of our side with missiles aiming to the sky and shooting at incoming missiles. But it was too late. I mean, it was just no warning. And I'm driving through downtown Chicago when all of a sudden, boom. And you know how big the buildings are in Chicago? Collapsing onto Lakeshore Drive, where myself and my friends are driving, and the buildings falling on us, like, and just seeing, I get chills right now, and just seeing the collapse of these buildings on top of us, on top of the cars, on top of the highway there, the freeway. It was horrific. It was absolutely horrific. And the sounds, the crunching, the car alarms going off, the people screaming, the smell, and remembering how we kind of collapsed on Lakeshore Drive and like fell to the second level with our cars and cement just all over, big blocks and breaks of it all over us. And crawling out of the car, couldn't believe we were still alive. Couldn't believe it. Could not believe it. And just looking at the devastation of the city of Chicago, just looking at it, and just couldn't believe what had happened, and didn't know who did this. And the bewilderment on everybody's face, and the destruction and the death, and it stayed with me. It's been over 15 years, and how do you put that into words? How do you put that out there? Say, oh my gosh, guys, I just had like it was so real. Like I was like, I wake up the next day and like, did that really not happen? I'm like, you know, I was relieved to find it hadn't, but I was left with the real notion that it may indeed happen. And then to hear other people talking about feeling that happening. Now, the alien beings that myself, that I had encounters with, said that there will be things going on to that extent. And when mankind, and now this is another kicker. So there's beings who are after us. There are people and countries that are after us, not just United States, but people in general, people who just like to be in control, right? I just want to say, I have that control. I did that. Very much a very human flaw. Aliens do that too. So there's negative beings who want to take the land because they want it. Power, but they're not built quite to live upon the soil here, right? So what do? They manipulate genes and whatnot. So they make something that's half them and half us that can walk upon the earth and be controlled by them. So those are what people call hybrids, right? So when you think about that threat as well, and knowing that there's a whole big, like, smorgasbord of alien planets out there and positive beings that don't like some of the manipulation and the threat that is kind of lingering. So, and that some of the people here on this planet are influenced, possessed, whatever, controlled by some, by this negative force, you know, down the other side of the fence, right? So if they have that negative influence, I mean, who's really wanting to shoot themselves in their own foot? Honestly, you must be influenced by something negative, right? Not many people are willing to do that type of thing. So they must be controlled because they're just insane, right? But what's insanity? A person could look possessed, right? I'm just saying, we see similarities. I'm not saying that is definite, but... you know, the question gets raised often out there in the world. Okay, so back to that scenario. One of our major cities gets attacked. There's absolute chaos, death, a lot of things going on. What I was told, positive beings would be there to try to help. And it seems really far, just out there, like, how would they help? If there's too much destruction going on this planet, they're not going to allow that to happen because this planet, yes, we own it, we're here, but it's also part of a bigger universe, okay? You destroy what's here on this planet and you're going to destroy a lot more than just what we can see with the naked eye. Not just animals, but the whole vibration, the whole vibe that this planet gives off. It will alter the consciousness of other things in other places. Yeah, give that time to think on. So it's bigger than us. So we have to be taken care of in that scenario. And they may come to gather people. Well, I shouldn't say may. They told me they would be coming to gather people. And some people won't be taken physically. Right now, when it comes to people going on board craft, they're not always going physically. It's internally. The soul of them goes on board. Isn't that interesting? That doesn't get told enough, I don't think. So what's going to happen in the coming days? Because we're getting signs of some crazy things and horrific things that may or may not happen soon, right? So be open-minded. Things might not pan out as you think they may, and it might have alien faces on it. I will go into more detail on that up next. All right, you guys, you are listening to Dark Becomes Light with me, Heidi Hollis, on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network. Stick around. We'll be right back.
Hang in there. Heidi's coming right back on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network.
LASIK, LASIK.com.
Have you been thinking about LASIK but not sure if you're a candidate? Just go to LASIK.com/quiz and take our free candidacy quiz. In just a few minutes, you'll know if LASIK is likely right for you. And if it is, we'll connect you with experienced LASIK doctors in your area. Start your journey towards 20/20 vision. Take our free candidacy quiz at LASIK.com/quiz. Yeah, LASIK.com. Easy to remember, so you know where to start.
LASIK, LASIK.com.
What if AI could help your business deliver mission-critical outcomes with speed? With IBM Consulting, your business can design, build, and scale trusted AI using Watson X and modernize the way you work to accelerate real impact. Let's create AI that transforms your business. Learn more at ibm.com/consulting. IBM. Let's create.
I'm George Norrie. Thank you for listening to the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network.
LASIK, LASIK.com.
Have a ton of questions about LASIK? You're not alone. That's why we created LASIK.com, one place where you can go to find every answer to every question on your mind. Like, how much does LASIK cost? How long does recovery take? How do I find a doctor? If you've been thinking about LASIK, go to LASIK.com now. Yeah, LASIK.com. Easy to remember, so you know where to start.
LASIK, LASIK.com.
Welcome back. You are listening to Dark Becomes Light with me, Heidi Hollis, on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network. All right, so I am breaking it down for you, this secret war, the alien war that I was told about so many years ago that actually started the whole informational period of talking about shadow people and Hat Man and where I got that stuff from. It has been quite a ride. And a lot of people think, comes to the shadow people topic, that, oh, you must have looked this up somewhere. I'm like, no, I really didn't. I was experiencing something. I call them shadow people. I started having alien encounter like experiences with my college roommate. And they said, well, you call them shadow people, but we call them shadows, and they are a problem across the galaxy, pretty much. Sounds odd, but they haven't been wrong. And the things that they told me, what these things are capable of, how they would spread out, and essentially infect everybody, that's been true as well. I had no idea about how far this was already when it came to me to have a face and an identification and whole description on their MO, what they do. It's been a long, crazy time. But I'll tell you this, though, too. I was talking about the faces of alien beings. Like, I was told by these beings that you should not trust the face of what you're seeing. You have to be able to close your eyes and feel what's in front of you, because these beings, all of them, are able to make themselves appear or make you think that they appear as something else. Okay, so here's a scenario. Say you got, I don't know, abducted by a horrible group of alien beings. And then the next night, those same alien beings come through and they're just like talking to you about knowledge and, you know, what you can do in your future and all these good positive things. And you're apprehensive because they abused you the night before, right? Thing is, if the bad guys can make themselves appear as the good guys and vice versa, it's hard to know what you're looking at, right? The good guys wouldn't want to make themselves look like the bad guys. They don't change their shape for a reason, is what they told me. Because when you change your appearance, it's to deceive, much like a costume at Halloween. I'm like, ooh, you're right. That's so true. So, so the bad guys will confuse you. So, say the good guys came to you one night, and the next night, the bad guys came to you looking like the good guys, and you let your guard down because you're like, oh, I know those guys. They're awesome, and they taught me so much. And then all of a sudden, you get abused, and you're just confused why that is. So, this is why you have to be able to close your eyes and feel what is in front of you. You know, if that's difficult for you, it's interesting. When people get alien contact, they can feel a lot more in depth than they do as I'm sitting here right now. It's like they know the intentions of these beings. So trust that, because these things are able to essentially speak to you telepathically. And I think with that comes floated emotion or intention, because I hear they're quite emotionless. So it's important to know, don't trust your eyes, but to aim to feel and know what to trust that way. Now, knowing that as well, some of these beings don't look like fluffy angeled people. No, they do not. Some of them admitted to being referenced as such in history, biblical stories. And I can imagine when people saw their faces that they probably were like, this is a creature of God, because they could feel what it's giving to the person, the knowledge and whatnot. And there's been beings and creatures of God that have been described in the Bible, so that's nothing new. They don't look like you and I. And if they're there to help, would you refuse the help because they don't look fluffy? They don't look warm and generous? I'm afraid for people who might turn away the help that might need to come sooner than we can expect. So I think that it's important. And it's always been a concern of mine that, you know, of course, you see something that has big bug-like eyes and it's glaring at you and they don't quite smile to show their teeth or anything to know, is that a friendly? What's going on here? So yeah, we have our human ways of knowing what's friendly and what isn't. And again, we have to look to matters of the soul and know that we have a soul, be able to feel that out and what is in front of us. And I can't stress that enough. And you know, I'm debating if I should share something, but I don't know. But even for myself, I spoke of in my book about something called waking dreams, okay? And that's where I'm given scenarios, and it's almost like a test, like, let's see if she'll pass this one, you know? And it'll be like a scenario of, in case of quote-unquote alien invasion, what do you do, Heidi? Go! And I'm like, okay, all right, okay, alien invasion. Okay, so I do this, and I do that, and nope. You messed up. Start all over again. It was like Star Trek Holosuite, okay, if you guys don't know what that is. Star Trek Holosuite is where it's interactive holograms, and they're solid, and you don't know it's not real. It's just so believable, okay? So I get these scenarios. I used to get a lot of them. I don't get them as many as I used to, or I'm just not remembering them. I don't know. And it would just really help me to hone how to react and how to respond. And I got so good at the responses for so many different scenarios. I just feel like it would be almost like a muscle memory. Like, all right, so baseball's coming to your left. No, I'm going to do a kung fu move and I'm going to flip over this way. I mean, it is so ingrained in me. I know it's in me to know how to react and how to respond. And the same is true when it comes to the scenario of there being beings that might come to help people in a time of need. So I got shown a few different scenarios and how it may go down. And it was explained to me and my college roommate that you may not even notice the shift. A lot of people may not notice the shift, but... and I'm talking about shift, not ship. where there's going to be a vibrational change. So our bodies will be held together differently. And where they would be brought on board. And, you know, because there's going to be so much cataclysm going on the planet. And the planet does have to recycle itself, too. That's another natural scenario that it has to go through. In another scenario in which the being said they may have to come and help out because of that. Not all just being war that we are inflicting on each other here. So, in fact, that was a big one. And I was told, certain warning signs. You're going to start seeing colors that you haven't seen exhibited on that planet before. And that's an interesting scenario because it's like, well, what are we saying here? You know, and there are people who can see more colors than the next person. And they have an extra cone in their eyes for color. And it's somebody that I actually know that has that ability. So, okay, I'm trying to pay attention to some of the signs that they said, and it's like I'm not somebody that, you know, sits there and goes by the book of something. Oh, an alien told me this or something. I live on this planet too, and I try to be as in the moment as I can, and I don't follow it like a cult or a religion or anything like that. I think I'm pretty clear on this show that I'm so Christian, it's just is what it is. So I think there's a way to create a balance of understanding. Our government has now admitted there's something in the skies. Oh, okay. It's not our guys. Oh, okay. So something from elsewhere is coming for visits. And all of a sudden, our richest people in this country can take to space and take your father and your brother with them. I mean, isn't that something? All of a sudden, huh? How'd this happen? I know that people like myself have been questioned by the government, interrogated, if you will, in our pajamas, asking about different things when it comes to alien beings, you know? Wow, if we're just so off kilter, why on earth bother us? I mean, how many of us have come forward and have had the same scenarios? And I was in college. I was like, whoo, what was that? When I had my encounters with military abductions. I'm like, that was wild. But I got confirmation over and over and over again. And so I know what I know, and I trust my instincts. I trust my senses. I trust my eyeballs. I trust a whole lot to say I stand and I live on this ground and on this earth. And I know that we're being visited by other beings. And I know that they are aware of a God, and are aware of poor influences and good influences. And the good guys are really going to try to be of help at some point. And I'm not saying, you know, roll out the red carpet. They're quite aware of what's going on. They have eyes on the ground as well as the negative ones do too. And people are like, oh, that negative talk about alien beings. I have been abducted. I'm okay with it. Again, everybody has their beliefs. A lot of people recall their connections to these beings. And if they're fine with it, so be it. This is for the folks that, you know, in case of, you should be aware of different scenarios that may come down the pike. And right now, a lot of people are feeling like, ooh, things are really shaky. Now, through history, there have been people standing on street corners saying the end is near for a long time, right? So I'm never one to give a date. I'm not a psychic. I'm not a medium. I don't sit there and say, I know. I'm telling you what I was told. And certain people, the pickup and the pace, it's just remarkable. So be aware. All right, you guys, you are listening to Dark Becomes Light with me, Heidi Hollis, on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network. Stick around. We'll be right back.
The Coast to Coast AM mobile app is here and waiting for you right now. And with the app, you can hear classic shows from the past 7 years, listen to the current live show, and get access to the Art Bell Vault, where you can listen to uninterrupted audio. Head on over to the coasttocoastam.com website. We have a handy video guide to help you get the most out of your mobile app usage. All the info is waiting for you now at coasttocoastam.com. That's coasttocoastam.com.
LASIK, LASIK.com.
Have you been thinking about LASIK but not sure if you're a candidate? Just go to LASIK.com/quiz and take our free candidacy quiz. In just a few minutes, you'll know if LASIK is likely right for you. And if it is, we'll connect you with experienced LASIK doctors in your area. Start your journey towards 20/20 vision. Take our free candidacy quiz at LASIK.com/quiz. Yeah, LASIK.com. Easy to remember, so you know where to start.
LASIK, LASIK.com.
Before AI can help your business predict demand, accelerate growth, inform decisions, automate tasks, reveal insights, generate content, you have to trust it. Introducing Watson X Governance, helping you govern any AI as data, models, and policies change so you can scale it responsibly. Let's create AI that begins with trust with Watson X Governance. Learn more at ibm.com/governance. IBM, let's create.
Hi, I'm Sandra Champlain. Please make sure and check out my show, Shades of the Afterlife, heard right here on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network.
LASIK, LASIK.com.
Have a ton of questions about LASIK? You're not alone. That's why we created LASIK.com. One place where you can go to find every answer to every question on your mind. Like, how much does LASIK cost? How long does recovery take? How do I find a doctor? If you've been thinking about LASIK, go to LASIK.com now. Yeah, LASIK.com. Easy to remember, so you know where to start.
LASIK, LASIK.com.
Welcome back. You are listening to Dark Becomes Light with me, Heidi Hollis, on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network. Well, I have to tell you, I have covered things that I don't generally get to dig into on this program, but I thought it was important. Now, a lot of people are like, okay, so you gave us some warnings, and now what do we do to prepare? How do we prepare? Is there a way to prepare? And I'm like, look, I know it's complicated. And if you look at the array of the different types of books that I write on, I've got a book on Jesus. I've got one on angels. I've got one on praying. I got one on shadow people, hat man. And, you know, I'm like trying to hit the different points to try to help people to understand how to be a better human being. Because how else are you going to go up against something that is looking at you like food to feed upon, which are the negative beings, shadow people, hat man, anything that's demonic, you know, just throw it all in there, okay? They're all on the same side of the fence. And if you are just loving kicking dogs and tossing whatever into the street, I'm just kidding, you shouldn't deserve anything for tossing stuff in the street. But anyways, but you know what I'm saying? If you are a person who really loves to be miserable and give out misery, that's a problem, okay? Or, and if you're not acknowledging that you have a soul, okay, there's an inner you, there's a problem. There's a problem. And you need to rectify that. Like TikTok, time is going by, and there's so many people who are getting these weird dreams. These weird scenarios are coming to them, and they're just like, oh my gosh, you know, what should I be doing in the case of this thing happening that I was just shown in my dream? And it's like, it's hard to clear it up, you know, except to say, make sure you are okay. And when you're okay, help your neighbor, help your family member, help them open up an eyeball or two to say, yeah, so that government said those UFOs are the real deal. Oh, yeah, okay. Well, do you think they're going to ever visit us, you know? Like, just toss in the conversation. Get it going. And then, like, wow. Well, and then they might look into alien abductions. Like, wow, these people have been abused by these beings. OMG, this might be something of concern. Because it is never okay to be abducted, right? The word alone is a violation, okay? Oh, it's just an abduction. No, that's horrible. Okay, we can't be complacent about it. We have acknowledgement that these things are going on. We need to be aware of that. So if we got that far and we have maybe another conversation and say, not everybody's getting abused. That there are beings that people like, I don't know, Heidi Hollis are talking about, where they're actually talking about there being a God and how there are beings we have to be aware of that might be coming after us, or, you know, or these positive beings might actually help us out in case of emergency. You know, just bring up these conversations. I have been really humbled by a lot of folks that I know and people I don't know who are just like, you know, Heidi, I'm so glad that you talked to me about this because I've always wanted to ask questions, but I just didn't know how to approach it. And it's like, I get it. Make it a comfortable conversation. Don't make it awkward. Don't make them feel like, you know, something's wrong with them that they didn't look into this prior. We have got to help our neighbors out on this and our family. We really do. Because God forbid, in the case of something coming their way, they'll know what to do. I was actually told, plant the seed because they'll retrieve it. And there is also
the understanding that these beings told me that we should all have is we have this inner knowledge, okay? We have reincarnation. It's just something that people do on this planet, apparently. And this is what they told me and my friend. So we reincarnate. We have multiple lives of knowledge deep within us. But by some means, we forgot. I don't know why. I didn't look into the mechanisms of it. I didn't ask them all that stuff either. And they're just like, it is about recalling. This is a time of remembrance, recalling these things so we can be better prepared to protect ourselves. Because it is ultimately our own battle. It is our war. And it's a secret war right now because people go home at night and they're doing this battle alone. And there's nobody there who's able to help them out because so many people are ignoring the existence of these things as it is. You could be laying in bed next to somebody and Hatman is growling and choking you out and the person next to you doesn't even see it. So they just think you're having a nightmare when you know you just fought for your life. So these are individual battles. This war is a secret war and it is personal. But it is starting to grow and spread out. Hatman has been seen in large groups among large groups of people. It's not just isolating anymore. He really wants people to get a good look at him. He's not shy. Shadow people, they're more shy. And it's not because, you know, they're so protective or something. No. Because when you are able to see them, you're able to defend yourself. And they don't like that. Because they're not that strong. Sure, they got a power behind them. But humankind is something to be reckoned with, or they would have taken us out. I always say that, and I hope you remember that. We are powerful, and we're old. We've been here a long time. That's a lot of lifetimes and a lot of knowledge that we have got to get right with and tap into and trust, okay? Another thing, if you're somebody who has alien abductions going on right now, it would be a good idea to put your best effort forward to end the alien abductions. And people are like, well, how is that? Well, I always say sprinkle some Jesus on it because I do recognize that force and that line not to cross and just say no. I mean, if that bothers them, isn't that disturbing? That is out of a horror movie, isn't it? In Jesus' name, stop. Aliens freeze. What? Why has that happened? It does. So take that for what it's worth, which is a good versus evil type of situation. And just say, okay, I need my space. Because if they're altering and messing with your energy, your time, and your sleep, it's not good. It's pulling away from who you are. So I say call on the good, protect yourself. I always say bless your space. Bless where you live and put that barrier up there. And it works. It has worked for me. I mean, my goodness, I used to see so many different types of creatures. I mean, the scene in the Star Wars bar has nothing on the different types of things I've seen. And I don't know. I mean, it's something that you truly, truly have to take ownership of and cut those ties, whatever they are. People are like, well, I don't know where the ties began. Doesn't matter. Just cut them. And so you could build upon your strengths so we can get back to our full human potential and look within and grow and recall. It's so important. Now, when you are ever faced with something you don't understand, that you question as being good or bad, as they say, and as I say here, sprinkle Jesus on it some more. just make sure, you know, put it through the filter. And if a scenario comes up where there does seem to be a lot of UFOs in the sky, I have talked to people who have witnessed amazing UFO encounters and thought the end of the world was coming because of it. And lo and behold, you know, of course it wasn't. But what if it would happen? What would you do? Remember to be able to close your eyes and feel what's in front of you, because the bad guys can make themselves appear as the good guys. So you have got to be able to decipher. Don't just
open up your arms like the movie Independence Day and then you get zapped, right? You have to be able to decipher what is in front of you. And the good guys might not have that little fluffy look either. So just put the filter on and realize that things may not play out in the scenarios that we've seen in the movies and in artists' renditions of what God will look like, or Jesus and angels and the chariots of the gods, because it is not going to play out as we suspect. And why are we all suspecting like something weird might be happening soon? Well, yeah, we're in a pandemic, but also it's the dreams that people are getting, some messages. It's the near-death experiencers talking about the war that's coming. It's what I was told. And all these things that have fallen into place that just spell out, oh my goodness, we might really need to take these things seriously really soon. And just plant the seed, have it in the back of your head, for just in case something weird goes down, you know what to do. And God forbid we have some kind of attack on American soil that a lot of people are seeing as well. Scary, scary stuff. But from what I saw and what I shared here, it's something we won't be prepared for. So what do you do? What do you do? Think about it. Prepare. I don't know. Sounds odd, but I just wanted to put that stuff out there, and there's a lot more to it. And again, if you want to learn more about it, go to my main website, which is HeidiHollis.com or ShadowFolks.com. Oh, there's direct links to my books there. But I'm telling you, I'm trying to put the word out there as much as I can, because, you know, there's no amount of change you could put on a soul. You know what I'm saying? It's like, if I can share and I help, I will certainly do that. And I've been doing it for a couple of decades now. So I tell people, I think I do this in my sleep. That's how much I'm working on this, trying to help people. So you guys just, you know, be aware. And again, if you've had experiences, if there's something you'd like me to talk about here on the show, feel free to write me. You could also write me directly at HeidiHollis@gmail.com and also through my website that I mentioned. So this is helpful for me to speak on. I can sit off my chest, and I hope that it's helpful to you. All right, you guys, you have been listening to Dark Becomes Light with me, Heidi Hollis, on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network. We'll see you next time. Please stay safe, everybody. Goodbye.
Thanks for listening to the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network. Make sure and check out all our shows on the iHeartRadio app or by going to iHeartRadio.com.